Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. It's a comparative thing when he says it profits little. Little compared to what? Compared to exercising in the things of God. But let me just ask you this question. Is exercise profitable? What did this verse say? It says it profits for a little time. Let me read you some other translations. One says, physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is valuable in every way. The Amplified says, physical training is of some value, useful for a little while. We just got through reading. But godliness, spiritual training, is useful and of value in everything, holding promise of the present life and the life which is to come. Physical exercise only benefits you while you're here. Right? But spiritual exercise benefits you now and later in every way. Is physical exercise profitable? The Bible says so. Is it beneficial? Yes, it is. And we ought to do some. Now's not the time to leave. Stay with us just a little while. Everything in this physical realm has to be exercised. Every machine has to be exercised or used and maintained. Have you found that out? Everything. What if you never run your car? You just let it sit there. What will happen if you just let it sit? I mean, it's one of the worst things you can do to a machine is just let it sit. Airplanes are so much so that way. I know of a guy, he put two new engines on his airplane, spent what? $100,000? This was a little small airplane. And he let it sit too long. And they went to check it out and had rust in the cylinders and it wouldn't, didn't take it that long. And now they had to pull the engines and take them all apart and go through them. So people who have even every kind of airplane, they know they even use the word. I talked to a fellow the other day. I said, what did you do? He said, I went up and exercised the airplane. That's what he said. What do you mean? Well, he didn't have to go anywhere, but it had been sitting there for a couple of weeks, and he knows, I got to get this thing fired up, get the oil hot. And there are certain levers that in normal operation, you never move them. But in an emergency, you want that gear to come down. And so what they do ever so often, they make it work. They call exercise it. They exercise that backup system and they move that cable. If you never move that cable, it'll get stiff. And when you need to pull it, it won't be there. Everybody say exercise. Exercise. Your body's that way. I said your body's that way. Yes. Got to use it. Right? Yes. I can tell y'all are enthused over this. Yes. There's this phrase, you know, if you don't use it, you what?
Lose it.
And there really is something to that. You got to use it. And you got to do something that heats the oil up. You can't just start the airplane and idle it. Because you do that, you get moisture in the oil. And sometimes you got more water in there than when you just started. You got to go ahead and airplanes, you crank them wide open when you take off. I mean, you just nail that thing, and I mean, it's got to get hot. Got to get that oil hot to burn that moisture and contaminants out of there. Well, there's some, you know, you lifting your knee up twice is not going to get your system hot. You got to do something that pushes you a little bit, right? Get you to huffing and puffing. Get the juices flowing. Come on now. Now, Brother Keith, you could have just left this alone. No, I can't. It's right here in the Bible. And your body is precious. And your body is valuable. And I want you around for a long time if the Lord tarries his coming. We have a right to have a long life. Amen. Well, then you can't be wore out at 60 and 70. Did you hear me? You can't be wore out. So we got to use these things. Right? Use those hips. Use that back. Warm it up. Stretch it out. Put the accelerator down once in a while. Say, let's put our foot in this thing. See what it'll do. And you may take about 5 steps and go, huh, 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 and find out what it'll do. Well, that's okay. Take it out again tomorrow. Right? Stretch it out a little bit. Push this thing. Get it heated up. Now, don't push it too much to begin with. That's foolish. But work your way up. So what should I do? What you like to do. Find what works for you. Did you hear me? And exercise yourself. And when you do, you're burning calories. They tell us that a person who does, you know, lifts weights and gain a little extra muscle on their body, you gain just a few ounces more muscle tissue, you burn more calories while you sleep than the same person, same size, with less muscle mass. Now, that's real incentive. How many like burning more calories while you're sitting in a chair? That sounds like a plan, doesn't it? But you're going to have to do some work at another time for that to happen. If you make changes in eating and you make changes in exercise, your body will change. Not might, it will change. Exercise is not a waste of time. Exercise is profitable. It is valuable. The Bible says so. Incorporate some. You know, I'm closing, but we talked a while back about vision and desire. You know, we said you're going to have to pay a price some way or another. Either pay the price, make yourself, you know, incorporate some exercise, make some changes in your eating, or you'll pay the price in carrying the extra weight, high blood pressure, possibly diabetes, lost energy, not feeling good about yourself. I mean, you're going to pay on one end or the other. How many understand that feeling good is a big reward? Being able to slide in your new car that God just gave you and have 6 inches between you and the steering wheel. Amen. Feels good. Not having to open the door and throw your feet out and go, dragging yourself out. Just walking up the grade in the church back to the door and having to stop and go, somebody says, well, that's the way I am. Okay, but do you have to be that way? No. Has God chosen that for you? No. Somebody says, well, I got physical problems. We have a healer.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah, but I got this and I got that. Hey, all things are possible to him that believes. Yeah. Somebody says, yeah, well, Brother Keith, I'm 75. Hey, that don't hold water. I've seen people who were 75 who had physiques that some 30-year-olds would envy. You might think that's a joke. I've seen it. It depends on how much work you're willing to put into it. Depends on how important it is to you. Depends on how much you value it. Now, you don't want to get so obsessed that that's all you do think about. And your whole life is revolved around your meals and your workouts. Well, that's being too physical minded. Did you hear me? But at the same time, you don't want to go for months and do nothing. And not think about it and take your body for granted either. There's a middle of the road for you and for me. And you can have what makes you happy, satisfies you, makes you feel good. I'm so pleased with Phyllis's results. We were in Dallas here last week. And she took off, went shopping. Of course, she's got a Phyllis account, you know. Come back with all these little small clothes. She's sporting them around for me. Man, you know, what's that worth for her to feel good? Be able to wear these new clothes. Not be limited in certain styles and ways because, you know, I remember we were talking, she was telling Brother Kenneth and Miss Gloria. You mind me telling that or the TV thing? How many years ago was that? Five. At least five. We were invited to be guests on TBN with Brother Kenneth and Miss Gloria. It was at least five. Might have been 6 or 7 years ago. And Phyllis was at her heaviest point, heavier than when we started the church by quite a bit. And they had invited both of us to come. She said, well, I don't want to come. I don't want to be on TV, millions of people to see me. I'm fat. And I said, well, I said, you look good. Come on. I want you to be there. They want you to be there. No, she cried half the afternoon. None of her clothes would fit. They were all too tight. We had to go out and buy a dress that was about three sizes bigger than she would normally even think about. And that made her feel worse. And then she had to get tuned up. And when the camera came around, she had to smile. No matter what she felt like. It was a rough night for her. And I didn't enjoy it as much. But victory can be had. I said victory can be had. Now your size in a dress is how much further down from that? It'd be count the sizes. It's like 10 different sizes down from where she was that night. 10 different dress sizes down. And I said, well, I don't care about all that. Great. We're not going to tell anybody what to do. We love you just as much if you was 300 pounds overweight or if you thought you were perfect. We're accepted in the beloved because what Jesus has done. But my thing is, if you desire something else and you're not happy with where you are, I don't want you to believe the lie that you have to stay there. You can receive. You can reach the physical goal. Are you listening to me? All things are possible to him or her that believes. God will show you. He'll give you the plan that's right for you. It might seem small at first, but you can get it. And there's no time limit on this thing. You don't have to, you know, turn in results every week or nothing. There's no time limit for it to be done this year. But if you're making progress, even if it's a little bit, you're making progress. It adds up. It accumulates. Next thing you know, got a different body. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith and Patience, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R220. That's R220, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.